From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Tuesday, January 7th, 2020. I'm Marty Derlin.
So I went to high school in this valley. Both my parents died when I was fairly young, so by 12 they were gone. So I had to come live with my aunt and go to school here. And then I went off to college and got into film school and made my own movies, some of which were based on things that happened to me here in the valley as a young teenager, driving hot rod cars and drinking beer and racing up and down the valley and drag racing from the gravel pit to the turnoff to Highway 253. I made a film called American Nitro, which I still distribute now, 40 years later. But that film got me into Lucasfilm's Industrial Light and Magic.
Anderson Valley High School graduate Bill Kimberlin has a tale to tell. You can find it in his 2018 book called Inside the Star Wars Empire, a memoir, now coming out in paperback. As a special effects editor for George Lucas's Industrial Light and Magic, Bill has more than 20 film credits to his name. I interviewed him at the Boonville General Store in late December.
So I started working on Return of the Jedi, which was the third in the original Star Wars series. And then I worked on a whole ton of other films, Saving Private Ryan, Schindler's List, Roger Rabbit. I was a visual effects editor and ran the visual effects department at Industrial Light and Magic. I worked there from 1982 to 2002 when I retired.
Tell me how things changed from 82 to 2002.
Well, the biggest change was after George had made Star Wars and it had become so successful, it changed the calculation of how much a movie could make. We were using models, and we were shooting them against blue screens, and we were shooting actors in cockpits against blue screens and making that into a space battle. In fact, the cover of my book is the 19th shot from the space battle in Return of the Jedi. That's my shot, SB-19. The other thing that happened was the slow introduction of digital filmmaking. It was not possible to take a videotape and make it into a motion picture with enough quality. But once it was possible to capture an image on film and then scan it into a computer where it could be manipulated and then scanned out back onto film with no loss in quality, it changed motion pictures forever. And then following that was computer animation, which gave us the dinosaurs. And it also gave us a little film company called Pixar, who made Toy Story.
Any other big high points?
Well, working on Schindler's List, this was not a fun movie to see the dailies on. Every day we would have the footage of what was shot. And this, I remember this particular period where it was all the concentration camp footage and the Germans, you know, piling up bodies and stuff. It was depressing to go to dailies. They were only going to use a small portion of this, but they had thousands and thousands of feet coming in. And when that movie was released, I thought to myself, well, the big effects shot in that movie was the girl in the red dress. Spielberg wanted the entire movie to be black and white, and we tried shooting it in color and sucking the color out of it and having it appear black and white. You could not get that brilliant black and white that you see in the old 1930s feature films, you know, with Fred Astaire dancing. You couldn't get that unless you shot it on black and white. But then how are you going
to
have... Exactly. And how are you going to have a little girl in a red dress in a movie that's black and white? Well, that's impossible. But we figured out a way. And I thought to myself, okay, we're going to make these shots that are colored. and then we're going to make like 10,000 prints and cut all those shots into the black and white. I mean, this is unheard of. The studio will never allow this. But they did. And it made his career be something important to the world other than just a guy who does visual effects movies. You know, it changed the whole way that he was thought about after that. Steven Spielberg,
yeah.
After that point. I saw so many things there, I thought, you know, someone needs to get this down. So I saved everything off the walls. You know, there was a large sheet that showed the relative size of all the spaceships in Star Wars. You know, it gave their name, and it gave their speed, and it gave their size. Also with Roger Rabbit, every character, I saved a long drawing. It must be 12 feet long, with every character showing Roger's size, the gorilla's size, Bob Hoskins' size. And that was probably the most fun movie I ever worked on. It was really a joy.
For KZYX and Z, I'm Marty Derlin. For all of our stories, plus photos and more, visit kzyx.org.